All right, welcome back. The second part of this afternoon, or night or morning, depending where you are, in our Solarpunk placemaking channel. And this afternoon, I have the pleasure to be joined by my friend Julio, which I will introduce in a second. And Julio will host a series of very interesting events throughout the whole day. And it will end up tonight. It's going to be a very intense day for Julio. We will make sure that we're going to bring him enough water and food and massage on the shoulder for the whole day. So Julio Linares is an economic anthropologist. His work explores the relationship between money, direct democracy, technology, and basic income. He went to the LSE, the London School of Economics, after having lived and worked in Taiwan for 6 years. I think he speaks like a bunch of different dialects as well. very well proficient way. And he's now serving as a social outreach for the Basic Income Health Network. Julio is from Guatemala. He's currently based in Berlin and working on the Circle UBI project, which is a universal basic income project on the blockchain. And yeah, he will be hosting the entirety of today. And yeah, and it's I just leave the whole stage to him. And I'm going to make him some tea and some other stuff that he can enjoy.
Thank you, Eugenio. Thank you all for being here today. First, big apologies for the timing. This is all, of course, a bit of a jazz. I would like to welcome two comrades from Latin America, Constanza and Nelly, who have formed the collective Cyberpunk Girls. Constanza is joining us from Taiwan. Not sure where in Taiwan. And then Melissa is also joining us from Mexico DF. So we have quite a very interesting triangulation going on here. I basically leave the space open for them too, so they can present what Cyber Girls is, the collective, what they do, and yeah, welcome.
Thanks, Julio. Thanks for having us. I would like to briefly say that we are also streaming this talk on Radio Cosmica, which is another project that we'll present later. And you can tune in also to hear the audio from Mensajito through the link that we put on the chat. And Constanza and I are part of Cyber Girls, which is a collective that we found in Mexico City in 2017 because we started with wanting to know what women and sexual dissidents and non-binary people were crafting and creating in Mexico City back in 2017. And we needed to create community. So we wanted to get together and to learn, and that's why we started the meeting, Cyber Girls. So maybe Constanza, do you want to talk a little bit of how we started?
Hello everybody. When we start in 2017, the idea was to meet with other women and non-binary people in Mexico City. And first Cyber Girls, we did an open call, just we meet with local communities, some groups, the women group participating in the hacker space in Mexico City, or also women doing traditional technology. And then after the first Cyber Girls, we did an open call and more people more people from other countries can join us.
Yeah, so basically, as Constanza said, what we do is we get together to make handwork mostly, and to create our own kind of language through the work that we make. We believe that each practice has its own technique and language, and that all practices are valuable. We communicate through craft as a strategy of nonverbal communication, and sharing knowledge makes us inclusive in practices that are usually exclusive. We believe that creating and crafting together creates community, and we are retaking the strategies to create community by bringing back the craft that, because of gender division, did not belong to us as women, or that was believed as such. And we feel pride for the knowledge and practices of the grandmas and ancestral knowledge as well. So yeah, we've been holding this event for almost 3 years. We took a pause this 2020, but in the traditional crafts section or practices that we have, for example, we have a fanzine fair, we have collage workshops, and also we have things other not so traditional that are more related to electronics. So we create circuits, we work with open source, we also host biohacking workshops.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. See, for us the most important thing in our meeting is to be together and share affection and create safe spaces for everybody and inclusive spaces. We try to include old technologies and new technologies, and also for us, our start point is our body, and also we try to claim our safe space for us on internet, and also we try to think in a feminist way to create to recreate the idea of technology, you know, including spiritual values and also political values.
Yeah. As Constanza said, the main thing is to get together, and the body as a technology is something very important. So as you can see here in the picture, we have many bodies back in the days when this was a possible thing. The gathering of people and changing, as she was saying, changing our relationship to technology is something super important. So I think it's important to highlight our relation to the internet also, because of all this virtual format we are having in this event. And we believe that internet is a common resource, and we advocate for free internet and the defense of digital rights. That is why we teach workshops on TELS and digital security, and we make install parties. We reflect about the internet, its privatization, and the need to defend the freedom in the virtual realm. So we seek to encourage people to use internet in an anonymous way and in find alternatives ways to use the internet. And well, also as the same idea of the internet being open, we like our workshops to be open. I think it's important to highlight this, that we want them to be accessible to everyone. And they are of really low cost or no cost at all. It depends on the person that is hosting the workshop. And also, like, we see our meeting as a common. This means that it's made out of the effort of everybody, of all the participants, and each one contributes in a different way. They, like, you have to bring your own gear, but also be able to share it, and you bring your working materials. We provide some materials, but and everything is shared. But also it's very important for us to share our knowledge with everybody. We feel this is also like a common, and that is one of the most important things of the meeting, that everything is for everyone. Mm-hmm. Which takes us to the idea that somehow we still follow these ancient principles, Suma Kasai. Maybe Constanza, do you want to talk a little bit about this?
See, that is an idea from our ancestors in Andean area in South America. It means buen vivir in español. Yeah. It's a way to live in the planet, thinking in the planet is alive, and we have to take care of each other, and also we have to try to live in a good way and take care of the earth and our resources. And for us, it's important also in the techno-feminist meeting to include ancestral technology, because also in South America and whole Latin America, there are technologies connected with the nature as plants, natural medicines, medicines with cannabis, or connected to a spiritual life. So that's the idea, the Suma Kasai, another way to live, including our body connected with the earth.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, so here are some examples of the workshops that Constanza was talking about. We had this witch workshop, which was about magical keys for freedom. and yeah, it was about bringing back the ancestral knowledge from our grandmas into the contemporary world. We believe that as Constanza was saying, that there is this political notion of technology that we want to bring up. So we really feel like the use of technology, as we want to share it, has definitely a political side to it. So we, for example, give these workshops about the political notion of coding and life coding, also with a feminist perspective. And we also work a lot with the idea of decolonizing. And how do we decolonize? Well, first of all, we don't sell, we share the knowledge. And what we create and what we teach is not meant to be sold in a capitalist colonialist market. It's another thing. It's a different thing. We want to create a different economy, a different society, a different alternative to that patriarchal system. And so we believe that our practices decolonize for the mere fact that getting together gives back to the spiritual and political sense of the community. And especially the sharing between women that were excluded from the most commercial aspects of craft. And as we say, and as we believe, the main idea of the meeting is to recreate the technological imaginaries from a Latin American feminist speculation. And therefore, we are decolonizing knowledge too, which is kind of related to the idea of placemaking that we will talk about a little bit later. So, Constanza, do you want to add a little bit to it?
To say, because la pandemia this year, we can do just 1 week of our meeting. Normally it's 2 weeks. And we don't continue in a online version because we prefer to be to keep time for us to think how we can continue. But now it's difficult to think because we don't know if next year we can do it or not. Now you can read our statement that we write on our blog on internet. We have to write a letter about the situation this year, because we try to think in the world change this year, but we are continuous thinking in a feminist way to be together using including technologies, but not only online, but we are thinking about how we can be on internet and also in person. For us it's important to meet and to see each other and touch each other. So for now, Meli and me, we are working in the archive of the Cyborgare. Now in the website, you can read the biographies of almost all the participants during these 4 years that we are doing the Cyborgare Technofeminist Meeting. So just for this year. And also our meeting is participating in the El Index.
When I jump to that.
Mindy Hsu did this project. It's online, that is a good archive with a lot of cyber feminist project around the world, and we are participating in with Cyborgare and also other friends from Latin America are also including this index.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So for now, you can just like check our website and join us virtually with our resources, and for sure check the index. Maybe we can do a little recap here We also, so yeah, what we usually do is the format is usually 2 weeks of the Cyber Multiversity, which is like the Other Worlds University that we call the workshops that we have in different spaces in the, both in the city and in the periferia. And in the end, we have a weekend of performances, fanzine fair, and concerts and talks. So here you can see some of the pictures of our closing. I think this was in 2018, probably. 18 or 2019. Mm-hmm. And well, as we said, we also teach alternative ways of gynecology. We have gynepunk workshops and biohacking workshops because we believe in reclaiming our bodies as technology. And so here are some images of the transplant workshop we had with our friends from Chimera Rosa back in, I think it was in 2018.
Mm-hmm. See, also we have an area, we receive videos, it's called Cyber Cinema. See, we have a good selection from different countries. And sometimes when Nelly and me go to another country, we bring these cinema to other places. Sí.
Yeah. So yeah, cyber cinema is a way of so if the girls that are somewhere else in the world, they can't come because we don't have funding, really. We are self-sustained and we don't really have sponsors or anything. So this is a way that girls from all over the world can participate with us. Mm-hmm. And well, maybe highlighting a little bit some of the of our communication materials that we use for the for every year. We collaborate with different designers and illustrators. And every year we change the image a little bit of the meeting, but we always keep the idea of the cyborg influenced by Donna Hardaway's idea of the cyborg. Mm-hmm. And we also try to do a little bit of merch, like tote bags and shirts and stuff like that to maintain ourselves. And well, Constanza said that you can check the archive we are building in our website. And yeah, so we had to postpone the meeting this year, right? And but we definitely want to find a way to make it, because right now we are around 160 cyber girls from 14 countries. So we realized that this meeting is really necessary. It's something that we need and we want, and that is really I don't know, that it fits our souls in a way. It sounds very romantic, but it's true. We didn't have this before, and we realized that building community is super, super, super important. Cyber Girls for me is a very good example of placemaking, because constantly we are finding ways to meet and to share and it's hard to do so in the current scenario, right? But we are a strong community. I mean, a proof of that is that, like, the expectation that we have this year and that the community had this year to for the meeting to happen. And so we are really just like waiting for the moment to make it again. And yeah, in the meantime, just join us at cybergirls.wordpress.com. And stay tuned in our social media. And yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Thank you so much. That was really, really insightful and interesting. It was I was really drawn by this idea of producing knowledge through the body. In Guatemala, where I'm from, the communitarian feminists talk about these two territories of defense, the body territory and then the land territory. I was curious about, in terms of technology, how would you place that or territorialize it? Like thinking about it through the body as an extension, I guess. I don't know.
What were you, can you repeat the part of as an extension of the body, technology as an extension of the body, you were saying?
Yeah, or also an extension of the land, or I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, as an extension of the land, like what happens with this space that is the internet? Like, what do we have to do there? We definitely believe in reclaiming what the free portion that is left of the internet. We definitely think about this a lot. Like, and I was listening yesterday to Lorena Cabnal. That she talks about this, the territory of the body and the territory of the land, and how is this extended to the virtual realm, right? It's a big question for all of us. And I think it's something that we need to think about, because you don't really think about like a portion of land in the internet as such. But I mean, if you think of the servers, for example, and the physical space that the whole infrastructure of the internet takes, it makes you want to have like your own server. I don't know, like what is the real autonomy in the virtual?
Sí, es que our world, physical world, is we have a patriarchal and capitalism system, and if a feminist community create an extension of our land on internet, we can share a little bit the system inside of this system. For that is important to open new spaces for feminism, cyber feminism, techno feminism, trans feminism, because yeah, the world now is collapsing, no? The humanity and our way to live in this planet is damage, no? it's a continuous damage. So now for that, we think important to create spaces for women and non-binary people on internet and also physical. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Well, yeah, it's a so basically how to think about this virtual feudalism that is now the internet, and how to make it an autonomous zone. It's a very interesting question.
Yeah, I like that concept that you just throw in, virtual feudalism.
Yeah, right, because now we have all these big Amazons and the Facebooks, and we're kind of like in their land, and they're just kind of extracting data from us. We don't own it, right? It doesn't belong to us. It feels like it's supposed to be something free and a commons, but it's really not. We are the product, no? So how do you reclaim that space with these servers, with these material infrastructures also? That's also always a question, right? And also you mentioned about Gene Punk. This is done by a friend of ours, common friend of ours, Clau. I guess that's an example, I guess, of how to also reclaim most of these practices and knowledges of the body, and also like in a way that is more autonomous, I guess, no? Could you talk maybe a little bit more about that to explain to people, you know, what that is and how that works for those who are not so familiar with the concept?
¿Cuál es la pregunta?
La pregunta es que si nos puedes hablar más de Ginepunk y el concepto.
Ah, so this is a project that Cloud Kinky, our friend, she participated in all the versions of Cyborg Gear. She is doing DIY bio lab for gynecological affection, and she is trying to include natural medicines, and also she's doing DIY microscopy and also she is doing conversation about sexuality and also about how we can take care by ourselves. And she now has an open space on Facebook for people that have some problems. You can ask directly there, and maybe she cannot answer, but other people participating in this group can share medicine, or you can help other because you know that the healthy system in not every country is good for, for example, for abortion, or no sé, there are a lot of discrimination with trans people. So for that, the Ginepong network is important on internet and also out of internet. We every year have a space for Ginepong laboratory in Technofeminist meeting, because we think it's so important a space for everybody.
Bacán. We have, maybe this is related to a question that was asked just now by Julsi, which is how to connect ancestral technology and cyborg technology. And also asking about the connection and knowledge connection or synergy between cyborg feminists or cyber feminists or cyber girls and in indigenous communities. So going back to, I guess, also what Lorena Cabnal was saying about the territory.
Yeah, so let's think about binary code, like the base for contemporary computers. and Constanza will probably depend on this, but binary code is based on ancestral knowledge. So, and we have the example of accounting systems, ancestral counting systems that were also used to make the computer programming that we use nowadays. So that is a very direct link between the knowledge of ancestral technology and cyber technology.
See, also, for example, this year, during the hack feminist activity, the first weekend of Cyber Girl, we meet in a hacker space in La Chinampa is the name, and in la periferia de Mexico City, and we include a group of indigenous people, women that they know Nahuatl is a language, old language in Mexico, indigenous language, and we are trying to create a code using Nahuatl, because almost all the code or language for programming start with English, no? And if you want to learn code, first you have to learn English, and then to understand, not to learn coding. And they are changing this way, and they are trying to include other language. And in this workshop, this group of women, they teach us Nahuatl, and we try to change some words, and we try to include this language to do live coding, or I don't know. In this moment, we are trying to do live coding. No? So for us, it's important to try to change our way to do to use a software or hardware. No? We are trying to include other cosmovision.
That's very interesting. And about this binary code, do you think it's possible to create non-binary forms of code?
That's a good question.
Like how to do non-binary forms of code. This is, I guess, yeah. Maybe also onto this question of Nahuatl, using Nahuatl as a form of coding. I don't know. It's just the thought.
Is there such a thing as analog coding? Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Interesting. Yeah. Let's see. We'll check if there are any other questions from the audience. Not so far. Nice. If not, I will ask also maybe a final question, and then maybe you can also give some final reflections. What do you think is the biggest challenge in organizing, I guess before Corona, is now adding the Corona pandemic is also a bit more complex, but how to get these practices, these epistemologies, these forms of organization also, into the general mind of people. How to hack the culture, let's say. Because that's what you're doing in a way. Like for me, it was very inspiring to hear you. So what are the biggest challenges you think in actually facing these big structures, like the patriarchal structures, the capitalist structures? How to hack that?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges is to make it sustainable, to make the meeting sustainable in a way, because well, we do it all ourselves, and we have a team of about 5 people that are like deep on it, besides all the workshop presenters and the people that give talks and everything. But at the core is like we are a limited group of not so many people. It's not so much maybe about the amount of people, but rather the time, because we all have like side jobs to these, and so like we need to make time to organize the meeting, and it's like extra work. So like in a way, we try to escape to the limitations, let's say, of the capitalist world, but we are still in it, so we need to balance out, right? Like we need to like find time to do the meeting things, the techno-feminist meeting things, and also the other things. It's like this problem with like the issue with the home workers, let's say, like, you know, they work they have a full-time job, but when they get home, they also have this other job, which is working at their home, and it's not seen as a work. So I don't know, for me that's one challenge. How about you, Constanza?
No, I'm thinking about I don't know, for me now it's difficult to think because la pandemia changed the world eating in one day, yeah. All our expectations, all our plans changed. So for me now it's difficult to think in solutions or I don't know, now I am trying to be quiet and listen. Just this, but I have no answer for a lot of things now. Because every day the things change and it's difficult to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Taiwan, how is the situation now? Is it also a lot of things happening with Corona, or? Is it more like okay, or
No escuché.
Like how is the situation? ¿Cómo está la situación ahorita en Taiwán con respecto a Corona? Or were you
here? Yeah, there is not COVID. No, because they closed the border in the beginning of the pandemic, and now they have any case. But they are strictos. When you enter, you have to be in quarantine during 2 weeks in a hotel, a special hotel. So for now, no, it's not problematic situation.
Sounds like a good place to think from, to listen from. Right. And do you have any final reflections, any comments, anything you would like to share the audience? Otherwise, we can start flowing into our extraterrestrial soon, the next radio show.
Yeah, no, I think just stay tuned to see whatever we come up with in this pandemic time, and check the Cyberfeminism Index, because you will find a lot of good things there. We will post the link on the Q&A chat, and yeah, let's just hear our friends from the extraterrestrials. And thanks so much for having us. Thanks so much for inviting us. This was
Melly,
great.
There is it's our pleasure. But there is a question for you. It's somebody checked the website and they want to know what's gonna happen the 8th of March. If you have a Radio Channel or Maker in your groups.
On the 8th of March. Well, I guess we need to figure that out, Constanza, if we're gonna do anything.
If we the question if we are doing Cyber Girl next year or what?
Yeah, it's in 2021.
No, now yes. we don't have any plan yet.
Cool.
Yeah, we need to find the time and place whenever Constanza and I can to figure out what we're gonna do.
Lovely. And you, Constanza, any final thoughts or comments you want to share with everybody?
No, thank you for joining us and listening to this conversation. And yes, if you have time, you can search our web. We have a lot of projects to share, because the idea is to promote the work of people in Latin America, principalmente. For now, it's a website, almost all the information that we do this during these 4 years of CyberGirl.
Well, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, your experiences, and yeah, all my solidarity. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. Yay.
Nice.
Awesome.
So now
we'll take a pause to
we'll take yeah we'll take a 5 minute pause to set up our extraterrestrial here, our next speaker, and of course you're all welcome to stay and join us, and we'll be back in a little moment.